Well, checking weekend sports on Saturday in high school girls volleyball play at the Winterset tournament. In pool play, it was Norwalk, Winterset, and Hampton Dumont all defeating Atlantic in two games straight. Also, Creston went 1-2 in pool play, beating Sheraton, falling to Dallas Center Grimes and to Gilbert. In the Rolling Valley Conference volleyball tournament on Saturday, in the quarterfinal round, it was Glidden Ralston over Peyton Sherdan, 2-1. Arweva, 2-1 over Exira EHK. Bowyer Valley beat Charter Oak Ute in two straight, and Coon Rapids Bayard swept a pair from Adair Casey. In the semifinals, Glidden Ralston advanced with a 2-0 sweep of Arweva, and Coon Rapids Bayard advanced with a 2-0 win over Bowyer Valley. And in the finals, it was Coon Rapids Bayard capturing the championship as they beat Glidden Ralston in two straight games Saturday. Also at the West Monona tournament, Sydney picked up three victories, beating Thomas Jefferson, Siouxland Community Christian, and Denison. Denison also downed Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson beat Siouxland Community Christian, and Denison also falling to Siouxland Community Christian in Saturday's action. Also at the Lewis Central tournament in round-robin play, it was Harlan capturing the title. They went 5-0 on the day. Lewis Central went 4-1, Glenwood 3-2, Red Oak 2-3. IKM Manning was 1-4, and Abe Lincoln 0-5 in that Saturday volleyball tournament. Well, first it was John Lester and then Jake Arrieta. The New York Mets own a 2-0 lead in the National League Championship Series after beating the Chicago Cubs' top two starting pitchers in succession. The Mets jumped on Arrieta in the first inning Sunday and held off the Cubs 4-1 at Citi Field. Curtis Granderson and Daniel Murphy carried the Mets' modest attack, combining to score three times and collecting three of their five hits. Granderson led off the bottom of the first with a single and scored on David Wright's double off the wall in center field. Wright had been 1-for-19 in the postseason and hadn't collected a hit since his two-run single in Game 1 of the Division Series in Los Angeles. Wright came home on Murphy's two-run blast that landed near the right field pole. Murphy has homered in four straight games and has five round-trippers in the postseason, both Mets records. Granderson manufactured the Mets' fourth run by drawing a third-inning walk and stealing second and third before scoring on an infield single by Yoenis Cespedes. The four-run cushion was enough for Noah Syndergaard in the Mets' bullpen. Syndergaard struck out nine and allowed just three hits, but was lifted after Chris Bryant's run-scoring double with two out in the sixth inning. The pen followed Syndergaard's performance by allowing just two hits over the final three and a third innings, with Jurys Familia picking up a three-out save. Arrieta gave up just four hits and struck out eight over five innings of his first loss since July 25th, when the Cubs were no-hit by Cole Hamels of the Phillies. Arrieta has allowed four runs in each of his last two outings after surrendering just six earned runs over his previous 14 starts. That series now shifts back to Chicago. Game three will be Tuesday night at Wrigley Field. Royals manager Ned Yost has chosen Chris Young over Chris Medlin as his starter for Game 4 of the ALCS. Young has only made two starts since July 28th, but they were good ones. He allowed one run in 11 and a third innings over those two outings, with his final start coming October 2nd. The 6'10", third-round draft pick out of Princeton in 2000 appeared as a reliever in Game 1 of the ALDS, giving up a run in four innings. Overall, he was 11-6 in 34 appearances, 18 of those starts this year. Young faced the Blue Jays once this year, a 7-5 loss on July 11th. Edwin Encarnacion hit a two-run shot, and Young yielded five hits and three runs over six innings. But over his 11-year career, Young has held current members of the Blue Jays to a 2.29 average with a couple of homers. Medlin was 6-2 with a 4.01 ERA and 15 appearances, including eight starts this year. He returned from Tommy John surgery on July 20th and hasn't pitched since October 1st. Now, that series will resume tonight in Toronto. Game 3 set to start at 7:07 this evening. Johnny Cueto gets the ball for Kansas City, while Marcus Stroman will man the bump for Toronto tonight. Well, Minnesota's defense and rookie wide receiver Stephon Diggs bailed out Teddy Bridgewater for an erratic performance, and the Vikings held on to beat the mistake-prone Kansas City Chiefs 16-10 yesterday in a game heard here on KJAN. Alex Smith's 42-yard touchdown pass to Albert Wilson midway through the fourth quarter pulled the Chiefs within 3 points, but the Vikings played well enough early to survive their ragged finish. Charcandrick West, one of their replacements for the injured Chiefs star Jamaal Charles, lost a fumble down the stretch. The Chiefs had eight penalties enforced for 95 yards. Diggs had 129 yards on seven catches on a day when Bridgewater threw two interceptions. Adrian Peterson, who was on the sideline late in the game with the Vikings trying to put it away, finished with only 60 yards on 26 carries in that game. Elsewhere in the NFL on Sunday, the New England Patriots were winners of their so-called revenge game against the Colts at Indianapolis yesterday. The Patriots are 5-0 for the first time since 2007 after Tom Brady threw for 312 yards and three touchdowns in a 34-27 win over the Colts. The Bengals are 6-0. Andy Dalton threw for 243 yards and three touchdowns in a 34-21 win over Buffalo. The Carolina Panthers maintain their perfect record as Cam Newton threw a 26-yard touchdown pass to Greg Olsen with 32 seconds left to rally the 5-0 Panthers to a 27-23 win on the road at Seattle. Well, the Green Bay Packers are 6-0 after Aaron Rodgers passed for two touchdowns and James Starks had a 65-yard TD run and a 27-20 triumph at home against San Diego. Also, Peyton Manning drove Denver 72 yards to set up Brandon McManus's 34-yard field goal with 4:56 to go in overtime, giving Denver a 26-23 win at Cleveland. Landry Jones came on in relief of starter Michael Vick and led Pittsburgh to a 25-13 win over Arizona. Detroit has its first win of the season after Matt Prater kicked a 27-yard field goal with 2:34 left in overtime, giving the Lions a 37-34 win over Chicago. Ryan Fitzpatrick threw two touchdown passes and ran for another score to help the Jets to a 34-20 win over Washington. Miami's defense led the way in a 38-10 win over Tennessee yesterday. Brian Hoyer threw three touchdown passes on third down to lead Texas to a 31-20 win over Jacksonville. And Torrey Smith and Anquan Boldin had some fun at their former team's expense. Colin Kaepernick hit Smith for a 76-yard touchdown reception in San Francisco's 25-20 triumph against Baltimore. Ohio State remained number one in the AP Top 25, but the Buckeyes continue to see their lead dwindle. OSU is down to just 27 first-place votes and a 12-point lead over number two Baylor. Utah moved up to third after beating Arizona State Saturday night, while TCU dropped a spot to fifth after beating Iowa State on Saturday. LSU checks in at number five. Number four, rather. They move up ahead of TCU. They're number four. TCU is five. Then the second five consists of Clemson, Michigan State, Alabama, Florida State, and Stanford. Undefeated Memphis moved into the rankings at number 18 after an upset of Ole Miss left the Tigers at 6-0. Temple is also undefeated in six games, and they make their poll debut this season at number 22. Memphis, Temple, and number 21 Houston give the American Athletic Conference three ranked teams for the first time in its three-year history. Iowa, after a win over Northwestern on Saturday, a 40-10 victory on the road against the Wildcats, move up five spots in this week's poll. The Hawkeyes go from 17th to 12th in this week's AP poll. And the hero of the Michigan State last-second win over Michigan Saturday is recovering from surgery. Spartans defensive back Jalen Watts-Jackson has had hip surgery just a day after scoring the winning touchdown on the final play against the Wolverines. Watts-Jackson returned Wolverines punter Blake O'Neill's fumble 38 yards to lift the Spartans to an amazing and startling 27-23 victory. The redshirt freshman appeared to land hard on his left hip after he was tackled in the end zone, and then his teammates, of course, piled on in celebration Saturday. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.